listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. Isang napakagandang balita po, no, sapagkat ngayon po ay alert level 2 na po tayo. Yahoo! Meaning, bumababa na po yung mga cases, and we can cater up to 50% in our on-site worship service. Ano? And so, we would like to invite everyone, you know, to really join us and worship God together right here in this place. No, sabi po sa Hebrews 13:15, therefore let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to His name. And so pwede po bang pakitype sa comment section, sacrifice of praise. And sacrifices are uncomfortable, inconvenient. No, nowadays po, no, napaka-uncomfortable po for us to go out. I mean, much more to go to the church on-site. No, need pa mag-register on a Saturday. Kailangan mong bumangon. Kailangan mong mag-dress up for Sunday. Tapos, may specific time pa. No, hindi po siya on-demand. No, yung kapag pwede ka lang at available na, then you turn on your TV, internet, and then worship online. No, at the comfort of your home, sala, sofa, room, bed, and it has served us and has been continually serving us. Pero to go on-site, parang napaka-inconvenient, no? Then, kailangan mo mag-commute, o kaya kailangan mo pang mag-drive going to church, kailangan mo pang mag-park. Hindi lang po yan, di ba? Kailangan mo pang mag-mass. Tapos, dapat lagi ka may dalang alcohol, wag mong kakalimutan ng iyong passive pass, vaccination card, tapos yung registration QR code, napakadami pong requirement. How inconvenient it is to go to church nowadays. And then, there's a risk of contracting the virus. And yet, in the midst of these inconveniences, in the midst of this race, we are being exhorted by the Word of God not to give up. Okay? Pakitype nga yan sa comment section, not to give up. Okay? Not to neglect, not to abandon, not to forsake our meeting together as Hebrews 10:25 says. And that's why, okay, this is a continual sacrifice of praise. And so, when you are able, when you can, and following the guidelines of IATF, of our LGU, let us offer to God a continual sacrifice of praise and join us on site. Okay po ba yun? And in the same manner, no? To those who are wanting to go on site but can't because of medical condition or because of the restrictions set by the government, I mean, thank you for continually and sacrificially worshiping with us online. Kahit po minsan naglalag, napuputol ang connection, nawawala ang internet, nagpapatuloy pa rin po kayo sa pagsamba sa Diyos kahit online. Kaya po, patuloy po tayong manalangin at dumulog sa Diyos na matapos na po ang pandemyang ito. Okay po ba yun? Let's continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, no? Ngayon pong pandemya, nauso po ang mga plantito at plantita. Tama po ba? If kayo po ay certified na plantito o plantita, o kaya ay sumubok, no? Ngunit nabigo. Pa-wave emoji naman po dyan sa comment section, no? Alam ko po, dito sa mga staff natin, sila Chryso, sila April, sila Jen, nag-alaga po at nagsubok maghalaman, no? Sinubok din po sila nung halaman, no? Sila Miss Queenie, okay? At sila Mina, no? Edraline, mga certified mayana plantita, no? Nagpa-plant sila pero puro mayana lang. Iba't ibang klaseng mayana, kaya mayaman na po sila, no? Sila Miss Lisa, no? May mga tanim po silang mga gulay, no? Tulad na lang nila Noel and Jinky Espino, some of our leaders, at minsan yung hinahain po nila sa kanilang pagkainan ay galing po mismo kaysa kanilang garden. Ano? Yung ibang kaibigan naman po natin, ibang level. Hindi po plantito, hindi po plantita, hasindero, hasindera, grabe po. No? Bumili po ng lupa sa Halahala, sa Rizal, sa ibang lugar at nagtaning po. No? Grabe, ibang level po yan. At kung tayo po ay nahihilig sa halaman, at gulayan, no? Alam niyo po ba na ang Diyos ay may taniman din na ubasan? Okay? At iyan po ang pag-uusapan natin ngayong araw na ito as we continue our series, Abide. No? And so, let me read our scripture for us today and you can join along with me on your screen, John 15 verses 1 to 8. And it says here, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Let's just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, that we would continually abide in you and in your word, that we may bear much fruit for the glory of the Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Just to give us a background on this chapter, ito po yung chapter, part of the chapter, 13, 14, 15, 16, farewell, or the upper room discourse of Jesus. Ito po yung nagpapaalam na po siya sa kanyang mga disipulo. And John chapter 15 happened after the Last Supper, where Jesus discloses that one of his disciples was a traitor. And before the events leading to Jesus being arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane and eventually being crucified on the cross, ito po yung isa sa mga huling habili ni Jesus sa kanyang mga disipulo before he went to the cross, resurrected, and ascended to heaven. And so, yung mga sinasabi po dito ni Jesus, these are outpourings of God's heart for his followers right before he departed from them. And the first part of John 15 talks about Jesus' relationship with his disciples. At inihalin tulad po niya ang kanyang relasyon sa puno ng ubas at ng mga sanga nito. The relationship between the vine and the branches. And this is the last I am sayings of Jesus in the Gospel of John. At ano po ang sinabi ni Jesus dito? Sinabi po niya, I am the true vine. He has just told the disciples that he would be leaving them. No, aalis na po siya. And kung ikaw po yung isa sa mga disipulo ni Jesus, malamang madi-discourage po kayo. No? You'll be disturbed, you'll be troubled. Paano na kaya kami? Aalis na si Jesus, baka, di ba, pulutin na lang kami sa kangkungan. And so, ano pong ginawa ni Jesus? He gave them this encouragement. Yes, I am leaving, but I will remain connected to you just like a vine with its roots and stems, okay, that nourishes and sustains its branches so they will bear fruit. And Jesus wanted them to know and wanted us to know today that even though we can't see him, we are closely connected to him as the branches of a vine are connected to its stem. No? And so, si Jesus po yung vine, tayo po yung branches, okay, at ang gardener or ang vine dresser ay God the Father. And so, ano po ba sabihin ng Jesus as the true vine? Jesus as the true vine means he is the source and the sustainer of our life. Jesus as the true vine means he is the source and the sustainer of our life. He nourishes us. He sustains us. He gives us life. At ang relasyon po ng branch, okay, sa kanyang vine is so critical. It is a relationship of absolute dependence. No? Pakitype nga po sa comment section, absolute dependence. Okay? You see, we don't add a little of Jesus to our life. No? Sprinkle lang ni Jesus sa mga parte ng buhay natin. Jesus is not a supplement to our life. He is the source of our life. No? Sino po ba dito nagtatake kayo ng mga supplement na vitamins? No? Nagtatake po tayo ngayon. Ang dami po natin tinatake na supplements. Zinc, di ba? Vitamin D, vitamin C. Pero kapag nag-normalize na po yung mga yan, di ba? Malamang, hindi na po natin tinatake yan. Why? Because they are just supplements. But Jesus is not a supplement to our lives. He is the source of our life. Okay? Kapag supplement lang po si Jesus sa buhay natin, it's not gonna work. Why? Because we as a branch is completely, absolutely dependent on the vine. we will die without being connected to the true vine. Kaya po sabi sa verses 4 to 6, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you. Okay? The same way though din po tayo. We cannot bear fruit unless we're connected to Jesus. Okay? Verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For, again, bakit kailangan tayong connected kay Jesus? For apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, again, a warning, a consequence, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burn. No? And natural lang po yan, di ba? Tama po ba? Meron po ako ditong dalang branch, no? Kahapon po, no? Nagputol po kami ng sanga ng mga mangga. Okay, kasama na rin yung ito. Malunggay to, no? Kapag ang sanga po ay hindi na nakakabit sa puno, ano po mangyayari? Ito po ba? Okay, since it's cut off already from the trunk of a tree, sa tingin niyo po ba magdadahon pa to? Lalago pa kaya to? Mabubuhay pa po ba to? Hindi na, di ba? Hindi po. Hindi na po ito lalago. Hindi na po ito mabubuhay. Why? Because apart from it being connected to the trunk, to the vine, a branch by itself cannot do nothing. Much more bear fruit. Ano pong mangyayari dito? Okay? It will slowly wither. Okay? Malalanta po ito. Matutuyo. Mamamatay. Ano pong ginawa namin sa mga sanga? Kahapon na chinap-chap namin. Okay? Ginather po namin. Tinali ko po. Tapos kanina po, pinahakot ko na po sa basura. Okay? At ang sinabi po dito, no, yung mga mag-wither, okay, ihahagis po sila sa apoy para sunugin. Why? Because the branch is not anymore connected to the true source of life. Ganun po. Okay? Ka-absolute ang dependence ng branch sa vine. If it's not anymore connected to the vine, it's going to wither, it's going to die. You know? And so minsan po, no, kaya po siguro ang feeling natin, alam mo, yung parang tuyot na po tayo. No? Dry na po, lantang-lanta na po, wala na pong sigla, wala na pong buhay at kabuhay-buhay, wala ng fire, wala ng passion kay Lord. Diba, lunod na po tayo sa mga problema na para bagang walang Diyos na makapangyarihan na may gawa ng langit at lupa sa pamamagitan lamang ng kanyang mga salita. And so sometimes we feel defeated. Probably, we're connecting ourselves not to the true vine, but to a false vine. You see, ang sinabi po ni Jesus, Jesus didn't just say He is the vine. Jesus says, I am the true vine. Ibig sabihin, meron pong tunay na puno ng ubas, meron din pong peke, meron pong mga pretender, okay, na source of life. And sometimes we are trying to find our lives in pleasure. Diba? If I could only just have this dream vacation. If I would just be able to go to a particular place, a particular nation. If I could just live there. Minsan naman, performance and possession. If I would just have this kind of career. If I would be able to put up this business. If I would have these good grades. Or if I would just be a part of the ministry and be able to go back again and serve. You know, we think that we'll be able to find life. Or in our pursuits, if we will just be busy and be productive. Meron tayong mga ma-achieve sa buhay natin, ma-unlock natin ating mga dreams and passions and potentials, we would have life. O minsan naman, possession, kapag marami na akong pera, kapag marami na akong property, marami na akong investments, marami na akong Bitcoin, NTF, I will have life. And you see, many people have done these things and yet still remain empty. Why? Because life is not found in pleasure, in performance, in possessions, in pursuits, or possessions, it is only found in Christ alone. The true vine, unless we are connected to the vine, no matter what we've done or we're going to do, we cannot bear anything. We would still be dying. We will not have life and energy to bear fruit. And so the question for us today is, are we in the vine? Okay? Connected po ba tayo sa vine? Okay? Where are we getting our life? What's our source of life? Do we go to Jesus for nourishment, for sustenance, for strength? And my prayer is that we will go to Jesus. And my prayer is that we will go to Jesus. Why? Because He is the true vine. And in the words of Jesus, we must abide in Him. Okay? We must abide in Christ, the true vine. Pakitype naman po dyan sa comment section. Must abide in Christ. Okay? Must abide in Christ. Bakit must? Bakit dapat? Because if you are not abiding in Christ, again, just like this branch, we are dying. Abiding in Christ is not an option. It is essential for life. Okay, at ito po talaga ang pinakatema ng unang section sa John 15. 10 times po na binanggit ang word na abide in the first 10 verses of chapter 15. Verse 4 says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." Verse 5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me in Christ and I in him." Verse 6 says, "If anyone does not abide in me," again, andun na naman po yan. Verse 7, "Abide in me and my words abide in you. Abide in my love," verse 9. Verse 10, "Abide in my love, abide in his love." 10 times po sinabi, just to clearly emphasize the disciples and to us today, we must abide in Christ. Grabe po yung emphasis, 10 beses pong sinabi, paulit-ulit. And to abide means to stay. To remain, okay, to dwell. Part of the meaning of abide is to persevere, to press on, to sink our roots deep, to not let go, to cling to Him as not wanting to let go. Why? Because our lives depend on it. Okay, and so we abide in Christ, the true vine, because He is the source and sustainer of life. Verse 1 and 2 again, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Okay, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that does not bear fruit, He prunes that it may bear more fruit." And so as we abide in Christ, our Heavenly Father takes care of us and prunes us. Grabe po, no? Ang sarap po niyan. God the Father is the gardener. He trims us, He cleanses us, He cuts us. Ah, minsan masakit, di ba? He prunes the unnecessary parts of our branch. Masakit ma-prune, ma-discipline. Minsan hindi po natin naiintindihan. But who would you want to take care of you and prune you than the loving arms and gentle hands of our Heavenly Father, no? Kung meron po mga plantito at plantita, okay? At kung magaling po sila, di ba tinatawag po natin sila na meron po silang green thumb na tinatawag, okay? Kung ano ang itanim po nila, alagaan po nila, tumutubo, lumalago, nagpa-flourish, nagbubunga. Tama po ba? I mean, can you imagine how green the thumb of our Heavenly Father is? God the Father is our gardener, our vine dresser. Siya lamang po ang nagtanim ng lahat ng puno, kagubatan, halaman, at nag-landscape ng buong mundo, no? At siya ang tumitingin at nag-aalaga sa iyo as you are connected to the true vine. How much more will we flourish and be fruitful in the loving hands and gentle arms of our Heavenly Father? No? Grabe po ito. Ang sarap po nito. Okay? Hebrews 12:11 says, although ito mukhang hindi ito masarap, no? "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." So, dinidisiplina raw po tayo. Diba? At the present, masakit po talaga. Hindi po siya pleasant, but later, it yields a harvest. It yields a fruit of peace and righteousness. And so, our gardener prunes us, disciplines us, but it is for our own good. It is for our own good, no? And so, kapag pinrun po tayo, ang gusto po ng Lord is that we will bear more fruit. And so, as we abide in Christ, we will bear much fruit. Okay? Much fruit. No, Christ's purpose for all branches in Him is that we bear much fruit. Paki-type again sa comment section. Ano? Siguro napapagod na kayo. Ang dami lang pinapatype nito. No? Kasi po, baka natutulog na po kayo. Para gising naman kayo. Mag-participate po tayo ng konti. Hindi lang po tayo nanonood, no? Pakitay po ulit sa comment section. Bear much fruit. Okay? Tingnan po natin to. Napakaganda, no? Yung progression lang po, no? In verse 2 and 5, no? Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Okay? And every branch that does not bear fruit, that does bear fruit, he prunes, okay, that it may bear more fruit. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Nakita niyo po ba yung progression from no fruit to bear fruit, to bear more fruit, and then bear much fruit. Napakalaki po ng fruit kasing laki po ng bear. Diba? Ganun po, no? And so, grabe po. And rightly so. Bakit hindi po tayo magbe-bear? Kapag connected po tayo kay Jesus, the true vine, with the nourishment and the sustenance of life that comes from Him, and then hindi lang po yan, with the tender, loving care of our Heavenly Father who is our gardener, it is inevitable for you who is connected to the true vine to bear much fruit. Grabe, meron ng buhay na nanggagaling kay Jesus. Merong sustenance, merong strength, may nourishment na nanggagaling kay Jesus kasi connected po tayo sa Kanya. Hindi lang yon. On the outside, inaalagaan pa tayo ng gardener ng ating Heavenly Father. Grabe po, pinuprun po tayo, nililinis po tayo. Minsan nasasakan po tayo, pero ang kadahilanan po para po tayo ay mamunga ng mas marami. It is inevitable for a child of God to bear much fruit as long as it is connected to the true vine. Grabe po, no? Kaya tayo po ay magbubunga. Kaya at mamumunga ng marami kapag po tayo ay connected kay Jesus. You see, God wants us. Pero hindi lang po tayo, hindi lang po kagustuhan ng Diyos. Kung kaya tayo mamunga, God designed us to actually be fruitful, no? Grabe. By God's design, He has wired His children for spiritual fruitfulness. Di ba? Inaalagaan na nga tayo ng Heavenly Father. Connected pa tayo kay Jesus. May buhay nangyari. I mean, He designed us, you and I, to actually bear fruit. For spiritual fruitfulness. Kaya nga, di ba? Anong command kila Adam and Eve? Go and multiply. Di ba? Doon pa lang. Parang, wow. God commanded His people by God's design to actually multiply, to reproduce. Now, ano po yung fruit na tinasabi dito, no? To bear fruit is to see God produce Christ's likeness in us, no? Siyempre po, kung anong puno, siyang bunga. Tama po ba? Nakakita na po ba kayo ng puno ng mangga, ang bunga santol? Hindi po, no? So, kung ano po ang bunga, okay, anong puno? Siyang bunga. Dahil kay Kristo po tayo connected, ang bunga po natin, Christ's likeness. Okay, hindi po devil-likeness. Okay? Hindi po pwede na sinasabi natin na Kristiyano tayo, pero ang buhay po natin, di ba, lagi tayong galit. There's always hatred, pride, selfishness. Di ba, parang walang fruit of the Spirit. Pagka ganun po yung attitude natin, baka hindi po tayo talaga connected kay Jesus. Why? Kasi kung ano po ang puno, siyang bunga. Dahil connected tayo kay Jesus, ang bunga po natin, kay Christ's likeness, growing in the fruit of the Spirit. We're growing in love. Okay, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I mean, we are growing in our obedience to Christ, growing in our love, okay, to God and to one another, growing in our service for Christ, growing in our giving and sharing, being more Christ-like in our character and in our conduct. It is also seeing people come to Christ through our words, and through our witness, and helping them grow in Christ. Kasi si Jesus, ganun din po yung ginawa niya. Diba? He went to the poor, He preached the gospel, He displayed a whole lot of love to other people. And when we are connected to Him, it is but naturally for us to grow in Christ's likeness. At syempre po, it takes time for fruit to bear, diba? It requires time, okay? For it to bear and to grow. So, we do not despair. Okay? As long as we're connected, darating yung bunga. As long as we are abiding in Christ, the fruit will definitely come. And our fruit varies. Iba-iba po yan in amount and in kind. Depende po sa gifts natin. Depende po kung paano tayo kinreate and venire ni Lord. But the goal is we are growing in Christ-likeness. Okay? Yun po yung operative word, growing. Okay, may progress po, hindi po perfection. There is a growing, okay, in our Christ-likeness. Imposible po sa isang Kristiyano na walang mabago sa buhay niya kapag na-encounter niya si God. Imposible. Why? Because the life of Christ will flow in and through us. And then with the care of our Heavenly Father. And ngayon po, with the empowering of the Holy Spirit, we cannot help but be changed because we are connected to the vine. And so as we continually abide in Christ, we will bear much fruit. Okay, and verse 8 says, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." No? And so the purpose of bearing fruit or much fruit is to glorify God, not man, no? Hindi yung, wow, ang galing-galing ko. Faithful kasi ako eh, kaya ako fruitful, no? Hindi po tayo ang bida. Okay? Ang bida po si Lord. Kasi kaya lang naman po tayo nagbubunga, kasi connected tayo po kay Jesus at inalagaan po tayo ng gardener kay our Heavenly Father. And so we bring glory to the Father as we bear much fruit. Yun po talaga yung goal. Why do we want to bear fruit? Hindi po para magpayabangan tayo, magpalakihan tayo, di ba? The purpose of the fruit is for others to enjoy, for others to benefit, for others to eat from. Okay? And so, yun po yung purpose ng prutas, hindi yung nagpapayabangan, di ba? Parang, wag mo akong hawakan. Okay, ang ganda-ganda ko, ang kinis-kinis ko. Hindi. Kinakain po yan. Pinipitas, no? And so, ganun din po tayo. Our fruit is for the glory of God and for the service of people. For the service of people. And when we do this, we bring glory to the Father as we bear much fruit. And so I think the obvious question is, how do we abide in Christ then? Diba? How do we abide in Christ? At least, okay, kung ano po yung sinasabi dito in John chapter 15. Okay, sabi po sa verse 7, "If you abide in me and my words," okay, yung word po ni Jesus abides in you. Verse 10 say, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love." You will abide in Christ's love. And so we abide in Christ by letting His words abide in us. By letting His words remain in us. By letting His words stay in us. By letting His words make its dwelling in us. By letting His words find its home in us. We abide in Christ by letting His words abide in us. We abide in Christ by keeping His commandments, no? Sabi po ni R.A. Torrey, sabi po na niyo, Christ's words must abide or continue in us. We must study His words, okay? Fairly devour His words. Let the Word of God sink into our thoughts, into our hearts, deep into our memory, and obey them constantly in our life. Let them shape and mold our daily life and every act. This is really the method of abiding in Christ. Grabe, gusto ko rin yung sinabi ni Sinclair Ferguson. No? In a nutshell, ito sabi niya, parang simple lang, no? Abiding in Christ means allowing His Word to fill our minds, direct our wills, and transform our affections. In other words, our relationship to Christ is intimately connected to what we do with our Bibles. Okay? Our relationship to Christ is intimately connected to what we do with our Bibles. Ano po ba ang ginagawa natin sa ating Biblia? Hopefully, binabasa po natin. Minameditate po natin. Hopefully, we are letting it sink deep into our hearts. Take it roots in our hearts and let it transform us. Because our relationship to Christ is intimately connected to what we do with our Bibles. And that's why yung devotional life po natin is indispensable. It is the one choice we need to make each day. Paglaban po natin yung time natin kay Lord. if walking with Him is not our main concern, then Jesus warns us that anything we do apart from Him will result in nothing. Nothing of eternal value that will bring glory to the Father. And so let's make it a daily habit to commune with God. Sit at the feet of Jesus, listen to His words, and obey Him. Alam niyo po, no, isa sa mga favorite verse ko ngayon, no, when we did our prayer and fasting, Matthew 4:4, no? Very familiar verse, Matthew 4:4. Jesus answered them, di ba? Man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Pero gusto ko po yung the message. No? Ito po yung sabi. Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy, it takes more than bread. Okay? It takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth. Okay, it takes a steady stream of God's mouth. Do you want to be alive? Do you want to be lively in heart, lively in mind, lively in soul, lively in your spirit, lively in your strength, lively in your relationship? Then it takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes, okay, a steady stream of God's word into our hearts. And so to abide in Christ is to have a steady stream of God's word into our lives. Let's fight for our time with God. Let's fight for our time with the Lord just to enjoy His presence, just to commune with God, allowing the Lord to speak to us and obey the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We abide in Christ by letting His words abide in us. Amen? Tayo po ay manalangin. Lord, maraming salamat. Lord, because You've designed us to have life and to bear fruit, Lord. And Lord, we pray that that would only happen if we would really learn to abide in You by abiding and allowing Your word to abide in us. And so, Lord, we ask, Lord, that You would give us a fresh passion, Lord God, a fresh hunger and desire to seek You, Lord, by reading Your word, Lord, by communing with Your word, by meditating Your word, writing Your word, Lord, allowing it to sink deep down in our hearts. Lord, we pray for hunger and thirst for You. Lord, we pray that we would be like Jeremiah, Lord, or Job, Lord God, that He would treat Your word like honey in our mouths, Lord, that we would devour it, Lord, that we would so much enjoy, Lord, taking in Your word into our lives. Lord, we pray. Lord, give us the hunger. Lord, give us the thirst, Lord, to go into Your presence and in communing with Your word. And Lord, we also pray for a willingness to abide and to submit to the pruning of our Heavenly Father. That every time we would read the word and it collides with what we're doing right now, and it's judging the thoughts and the attitudes of our hearts, Lord, we pray that we would be willing to let go of things in our lives that is not in line, that is not according to the will of Your word. Lord, we pray that we would submit ourselves to Your pruning, to Your cutting, though it may be unpleasant at the moment, but eventually we will yield a fruitful peace of righteousness. It will yield the harvest of peace and righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Lord, we allow You to work in and through our lives. And Lord, we pray that even as we continually abide in You and we let Your word abide in us, Lord, we pray for fruitfulness. Lord, we pray, Lord, that we would continually grow in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Lord, that we would be more like You in our conduct, Lord, in our attitude, in the way we relate with other people. Lord, that we would be bold in preaching the gospel, Lord, that we would witness, Lord, not only by deeds, but also by words in proclaiming your gospel to other people. Lord, help us to be fruitful. Lord, continually transform us in the image of your Son. Not for our own glory, Lord, but for your glory and your own glory alone. Lord, that's our prayer. That's our desire. Lord, help us to know you more and abide in you, and let your word abide in us. Lord, that's our prayer. I just want to pray for one group of people here. If you're here, and maybe you're attending our online worship service, or maybe you've been joining us also in our on-site worship service, but when you look into your lives, parang wala namang nagbago. But parang kahit just a degree of change, parang ba't ganun pa rin ako? Maybe you're not really connected to the vine. But the good thing is, Christ continually pursues you. Christ continually invites you. And would you humble yourself and say, Lord, kailangan kita. Lord, I want to be connected to the true vine. I want that nourishment. I want that life that comes from me. I want that care that comes from our Heavenly Father. And if you're that person, would you please pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are the true vine. You are the only true source of life. And today, I am surrendering and saying yes to your invitation to abide in you. Lord Jesus, would you forgive me? Would you cleanse me? And Lord, would you help me to continually abide in you and in your word? Lord, would you transform me and change me from the inside out? In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, pwede po bang maglagay po kayo ng prayer emoji? And our pastors, staff, campus missionaries, our leaders, okay, and volunteers will connect with you and explain to you more about the decision that you have made. Remember, okay, God designed you to be fruitful as we continually abide in God by letting His words abide in us. It is inevitable for His children to bear much fruit. Amen. Let's go out there, okay, with the life that comes from Christ, with the care that comes from our Heavenly Father, and let's bear much fruit. Amen. Let me just pray for you as we close this service. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and grant you peace and rest and fruitfulness that comes from the true vine. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. Hope to see you on site. See you next week. God bless.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.